This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The filing of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections, along with single-phase assembly polls in two northeastern states, ended this evening. In Bihar, the last day for filing of papers for the first phase of parliamentary elections is tomorrow. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60-member house in Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th. Of next month. Among states going to polls in a single phase for the Lok Sabha polls are Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, and Puducherry. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow. The last day for withdrawal of candidatures is Saturday. The notification for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will be issued tomorrow. 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls in this phase on the 26th of next month. Last date for filing of nominations is the 4th of April. The scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done on the 5th of April, except Jammu and Kashmir. In Jammu and Kashmir, the scrutiny will take place on the 6th of April. The BJP today announced that independent MP Navneet Rana will be the party's candidate from the Amravati parliamentary constituency in Maharashtra, while BJP leader Govind Karjol will contest from the Chitradurga Lok Sabha seat in Karnataka. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini will contest by poll to Karnal Assembly seat. The party also announced the names of 10 candidates for the Andhra Pradesh Assembly elections. Party leader Y.S. Chaudhary will fight from the Vijayawada Assembly seat, while P. Vishnu Kumar Raju has been fielded from the Vishakhapatnam North seat. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party's lone Lok Sabha member from Punjab and Jalandhar, MP Sushil Kumar Rinku, and party's MLA Sheetal Angural joined BJP at the party headquarters in New Delhi today. The Biju Janata Dal BJD today announced the names of candidates for the Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in Odisha. BJD President and Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik declared the names of 9 candidates out of the 21 Lok Sabha seats in the state. The Odisha Chief Minister will contest from the Hinjili Assembly segment in Ganjam district. The BJD has fielded party leader Pranab Prakash Das from the Sambalpur Lok Sabha seat against Union Minister and BJP candidate Dharmendra Pradhan. The BJD has announced the names of 72 candidates for the 147 assembly seats in Odisha. Lok Sabha and assembly polls in the state will be held simultaneously in 4 phases on 13th, 20th and 25th of May and the 1st of June. Shiv Sena UBT has announced a list of 17 candidates for the Lok Sabha elections in Maharashtra. Party has again given opportunity to its sitting MP Arvind Sawant from South Mumbai, Rajan Vichare from Thane, Vinayak Raut from Ratnagiri Sindhudurg, Om Prakash Nimbalkar from Osmanabad and Sanjay Jadhav from Parbhani seat. But its alliance partner Congress has expressed displeasure over announcement of candidates from some of the Mumbai's constituencies and Sangli seat. The Delhi High Court today refused to grant immediate interim relief to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam. The court issued notice to the Enforcement Directorate ED on a plea moved by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal challenging his arrest by the agency earlier this month and 6 days of remand to ED in the case. The court has asked the Enforcement Directorate to file its response to the AAP leader's petition by the 2nd of April. The next hearing in the matter will take place on the 3rd of April. Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba will be arriving in New Delhi tomorrow for a 2-day official visit to India at the invitation of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. During his visit, Mr. Kuleba will have several engagements, including official meetings with the External Affairs Minister and Deputy National Security Advisor. The External Affairs Minister said in a statement that both ministers will discuss matters about bilateral partnership and cooperation on regional and global issues of mutual interest. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians fell 76-2 in 6 overs when reports last came in. Sunrisers Hyderabad have set a target of 278 runs. Earlier put into bat, Hyderabad posted 277-3 in stipulated 20 overs. Mumbai Indians have won the toss and opted to field. Both teams are aiming for the first victory in the tournament. And with that, we end this news bulletin.